satyam
satyam
apratishtam
apratishtam
tene
jagat
jagat
ahur
ahur
anishwaram
anishwaram
aparapara
sambhutam
sambhutam
yam
anyat
anyat
kama
kama
haitukam
haitukam.
Take 7:32.
Asatyam apratishtante
asatyam apratishtante
asatyam apratishtante
asatyam apratishtante
jagarahuranishwaram
jagarahuranishwaram
aparasparasambhutam
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 kimanyakamahaitukam
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 asatyam apratishtante
asatyam apratishtante
jagarahuranishwaram
jagarahuranishwaram
aparasparasambhutam
aparasparasambhutam
kimanyakamahaitukam
kimanyakamahaitukam
asatyam apratishtante
jagarahuranishwaram
aparasparasambhutam
kimanyakamahaitukam
kimanyakamahaitukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
Asattam apratishthante jagadahu anishwaram aparasparasambhutam kimannat kamahetukam. This is the atheistic theory, asatyam. They say that this material world is false. Karma satya jagat mithya. Jagat, jagat means this cosmic manifestation, which is gacchati, going. The material world, everything is going. Just like in your city, you see the cars, motor cars are going here and there. Gacchati. Very busy. Every man is going here and there. Similarly, the whole planetary system also, beginning from its birth, up to the annihilation, it is going, moving, orbit, it is going. Everything is going, moving. Even the sun, it has got its orbit. Yachakshuri sasavita savadam grahana raja samatta asisatija. Jashan kayam bhramati sang bhritakala chakra. The, just like the earth has this orbit, it is rotating. Similarly, every planet is rotating. The sun is also rotating. And so far I calculated it is 16,000 miles per minute or second. I calculated. The sun is rotating 16,000 miles either per minute or per second, like per year. So, this is called jagat. Everything is going. But it is going in such a way, just like these cars are moving at high speed, but they are very careful to pass within the lane. Otherwise there will be pollution. Similarly, all these planets, they have got their own speed for rotating. And there are hundreds and thousands and millions gravitating, but there is no collision. So how it is like? Who has made this lane? The car is moving in 60 miles, 70 miles speed, but they are ordered just to remain within the lane, the marching line. Who has made it? The police department, the government? So how can you say there is no control? You have to, this is called upoma, analogy. The points of similarity. Analogy means the points of similarity. Then you can conclude some idea. Now, as you see in the street that the cars are moving in high speed, but they are within the orbit, within the line, demarcation of line, white line or yellow line. So, there is some brain, there is some management, everything is there. Similarly, all these planets, they are rotating with high speed, just like this planet. It is rotating 25,000 miles in 12 hours. Is it not? The circumference of this earth is 25,000 miles. And yes, day and night, 24 hours. Almost 1,000 miles per hour it is. Now the car is moving 70 miles per hour if it appears very with good speed running. But the earth is running at 1,000 miles per hour. But you cannot understand. The arrangement is so nice. Perfection. That is, we cannot understand it. It is practically see this morning, day coming. That means the earth is moving. The aeroplane moves also. There are so many jerking, noise, sound. It's all imperfect. But here you see, this is perfect arrangement. It is moving 1,000 miles per hour. And there is no jerking, there is nothing of the sort. You are thinking you are sitting in the same place. And there is no brain. Yet it requires so much brain to move the car orderly on the street. So many police agents, so many government, scientists, so many, and these, not only one planet, but many millions. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. First of all, there are many millions of universes. Jagadanda koti. Koti means unlimited. Or 100,000 times 100,000. So, jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti, koti su, and each universe, Kotisu Asesu Vasudhadi. Vasudha means planet. Just like this is one planet. Asesa. Asesa means you cannot count. So many. That's a fact. You are seeing every day. Asesa Vasudhadi Bhuti. And each planet has got different climate, different varieties. Not that every planet is of the same. Now they are studying that the moon planet is also planet, but it is differently situated. Differently situated. As they are studying, that is different from the shastra, but there is difference from this planet to that planet. These modern scientists, they say that there is no life. There cannot be any living entity considering the atmosphere. But from the shastra, you know, in the moon planet, that is one of the heavenly planets, and there are living entities. They are living for 10,000 years, and it is very cold there. Therefore, they drink somoros. And some of the scientists, they say that the temperature in the moon planet is 200 degrees below zero. So, similarly, we will find every planet is different from the atmospheric condition of the other planet. That is sun planet. It is so fiery. It is full of fire, agni. The temperature is so high that 90,000 or 20 million miles, 93 million miles away from the sunshine, still we are feeling too much hot, scorching heat. So this planet is, the temperature is very, very great, but still there are life. Otherwise, how Krishna says, Ivam Vivasati Bhuvam Pratamana Hamabhayam. I went there and I spoke to the sun god. The sun god, there is president here, there is also president, he is called sun god. His name is Vivasram, everything is there, and Krishna went there and talked to him. But this is a fiery planet. Similarly, the moon is very cold. So every planet has different atmosphere. And they are moving in their orbit, their duration of their life, everything, there is good arrangement. So all these arrangements, there is no brain behind it. How is that? But these rakshasas, the demons, they will say, asottamma pratishthanti gavadahu anishyaram. There is no consoler. And it is all false. False. So minute rules and regulations are being followed. The sun is rotating on the orbit in a such a perfect way that if the sun is inclined to this side or that side, there will be, whole world will be frozen or in blazing fire. This is the scientific opinion. It must rotate according to the diagram given by some controller. That is stated in Bhagavata by the order of the Supreme. Jasyadvaya, here also in the Brahma Sun, Jasyadvaya Bhavati Sambhita Kaalisa. The sun is rotating Jasya Agvaya. Agvaya means by order. So when the question order is there, then there must be one order giver and there must be one order carrier. Otherwise, what is the meaning of order? Jasya Agvaya, by whose order? Whose means this whose? Somebody. Bigger. He is giving order. And the sun planet is carrying out the order. Jasya Agvaya Sang Brahmati Sang Vritakala Chakra. Jasya Agvaya Brahmati Sang Vritakala Chakra. There is order giver, there is controller, the Supreme Lord, and there is order carrier, the sun god. Otherwise, who is carrying the order? If it is only a lump of matter, then who will carry out the order? Now, this Tokyo city, if it is a lump of matter only, then how the systematic order of traffic rules and regulations? It is not only lump of order, matter, but there is somebody, the government, or the king, or the president, who is maintaining the order. This is conclusion. This is analogy. But how we say that there is no controller? Where is the logic? Can anybody give any logic? They say there is no God, there is no controller. But where is the logic? How you can say so? What is your analogy? What is your logic that you say there is no God? Let us discuss. Can anybody say here? What is the idea? He thinks going on systematically. The planets are moving in the orbit systematically. Everything is going on. Just like, same example, all is them. I may be foreigner, but because I see that on the street the cars are moving in order, the police is standing, that must be government. That is, I may know or not, but this is common sense affair. There must be government, and there is God. Similarly, when I see that the cosmic order is working so nicely, systematically, and reasonably, how I can say there is no controller? Where is my logic? Tell me anyone. Can you say anyone? Why they say there is no controller? Jagadahu Anishwara. What is their logic? You tell, you are sometimes on their side. What is their logic?
Well, that no controller has ever seen. No controller.
But you have not seen his Japanese government president. I have to conclude that is government. You have not seen the president or the supreme head. How do you say that is government? You have not seen who is the president, who is the prime minister. And how do you conclude that there must be government? Otherwise, how it is going on so nicely? You may see, you may not see so many things. That is not good logic that I am not seeing. Huh? I have not seen, but the sound is coming, the car is there, and there must be somebody there. Even if you do not see, you have to conclude like that. Well, it's like there is sound. The sound is of car, and the car, there must be one driver. You have not seen. How do you conclude? There is a driver.
Okay.
How do you conclude? And why do you give stress on your seeing power? What is the power of seeing? You cannot see. Now you cannot see the car. It is beyond your seeing range. Or beyond the wall. Then how you conclude that there is a car? And if there is a car, there is a driver. If there is a driver, there are passengers. So how do you conclude on this? Why do you give this? This is childish reason. I cannot see. He cannot see, therefore there is no existence. That is a good logic.
They say that it all happened by chance. That
is another foolishness, chance.
If given enough time, then everything would work out like this.
Huh?
They
are working already. There is no question of giving time, they are already working.
So, but you say that because the earth isn't too hot, it's too cold, but they say that just by chance it came into
this. No, by chance, this is childish reason. By chance, it is not very good reason. A child will say, chance, it has come. That is childish. It must be solid reason. Chance, you can say anything as chance. Everybody can say like that. That is not reason. When you bring in chance, that is not logic. That is not knowledge. If somebody said, by chance I have come in this world, that is not ready. I must have my father, I must have my mother, and on account of father and mother being united, this is scientific. By chance I have dropped from the sky here. This is not ready. This kind of logic is vague, that has no value. Do you give any value to this logic, nonsensical logic? No sane man is that, sir, by chance. When you are pope, you are convicted, then if you say, by chance I become convicted. By chance. No? If you commit a theft, you are arrested, there are due judgment, and the judge has given you punishment, you must suffer. It is not a chance. And if you say by chance, I know, that is not chance. There is no question of chance. This is a false logic. Chance. Nothing takes place by chance. That is sound reason. Chance means ignorance. One who does not know, he says chance. There is ignorance, there is not knowledge. Knowledge is defined. So, they are rough tales, you can say. These kind of logic I have not seen. It has come by chance. There was a chance. And these are all nonsensical propositions. There is, this is sound knowledge. As we conclude, by seeing government in the Tokyo city, there is government. Similarly, if you are intelligent enough, then you can understand there must be controller. That is theism. That is knowledge. Vallam janmanam anti janvanam prabhudhati. Therefore, on this foolish class of men who are simply studying, they want time to find out. But actually, if his voice, if he is searching out regularly by one's conclusion, then at some time he will come to the conclusion as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Bhogam Janmanamanti. After many months of research work, you come to this conclusion that there is God, Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Sa Mahatma Asudeva. Then he is the first class Mahatma. And that is very rare. Everyone is Duratma, Amishara. There is no Ishara. This is a false manifestation. That is not false. You study everything. You study in one flat. You can see so many arrangements, so many fibers, fine fibers are coming out and from one fiber to another. Even a small herb and vegetable you find there is that fancy. You cannot say it is chance. You cannot do it. So there is brain. That is right conclusion. That is brain behind me. And that is theism. And that brain, what is the brain behind this? Why is this brain behind this, behind this, behind this, behind this? It will come. Bhunam janmanamante. After searching out for many, many births, then one comes to the conclusion that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahapasa. He comes to the conclusion that Krishna is the cause of everything. That is already concluded. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Ishvara the Supreme Controller, is Krishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna. There are so many controllers. Just like this city is being controlled by the police commissioner or somebody else. So, above him, above him, above him, there is controller, and the above all, the supreme controller is Krishna. That is the conclusion. Ishara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anavidadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is the power. He is that alone. He is working. He has explained alone. He is not alone. And he is, Krishna means he has got so many energies. Just like a teeny person like me. Bhakti Siddhanta. Yes, Bhakti Siddhanta. Sharma. And this movement. I am not alone. I have got so many assistants. So many. All over the world. So as soon as you take up Krishna consciousness movement and his originator, founder, so he is not alone. Similarly, as I have expanded with my disciples in so many ways and so many places, so I can expand. I am a common man. And how Krishna can expand just in any? He is the Supreme Lord. Advaita Achyati Anadi Ananta Rupa. Ananta Rupa. He can expand himself. Ananta Rupa. But he is the only person, he is doing everything. It's like I am replying dozens of letters from all over the world and trying to manage. Similarly, he is also managing alone Ananta Rupam by unlimited assistance. Parasa Shakti Vinivang is created. You have to understand like that. Although he is alone. He has Advaita Chita Anadi Anantarupa. Anantarupa. He has Anantarupa. It's like he is giving direction. Everyone. Ishara Sada Bhutana Vridvesi Arjunati. There are millions and millions and trillions of living entities, and each heart is sitting. Sarvasatahang vidikanne ishta. Mattasma chijyanam apuhananti. He's managing like that. So if we think that he is a controller like us, that is our misconception. He is controller, there is controller. There is unlimited knowledge, there is unlimited assistance, there is unlimited potencies is managing. The impersonal we cannot think of that a person can be so unlimitedly powerful, therefore they become impersonal. They cannot think of. The impersonal is, they cannot imagine. They imagine when one is person. He is a person like me. I cannot do this. Therefore he cannot do. Therefore they are mūḍha. Abhijānanti māna mūḍha. They are comparing Krishna with themselves. As he is a person similar to Krishna. He does not know the Vedas inform that although he is person, he is maintaining all unlimited persons. That is it. Eko jivonam vidadati kama. That one similar person is maintaining many millions, trillions of persons. You are each, every one is a person. I am person, you are person. Cat is person, the cat is person, dog is person, and the insect is person, the tree is person. Everyone is person. Everyone is person. And there is another person, that is God, Krishna. That one person is maintaining all these varieties of millions and trillions of persons. This is Vedic. Eko jo bhuna vidadati kama. Nitya nitya nam chetana chetana. This is information. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ama sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti manu. Therefore the devotee, when he understands thoroughly that here is one supreme person, who is the leader, he is the controller, he is the maintainer of everything, then he surrenders unto him and becomes his devotee. Is it? We, Krishna devotee, we are not fools and understand. We have got our reason. We have got our philosophy. When we know that Krishna is actually the supreme controller, the supreme person, the supreme maintainer, then we surrender, then he becomes Krishna devotee. It is not blind. It is not blind. We are strongly convinced that the one person is the supreme person. Therefore we surrender. We are not blind followers. Aham sarvasya prabhava amatta sarvam prabhava iti matya buddha bhava samandhi. Buddha means one who has understood thoroughly. So, therefore he can become one who has understood thoroughly. Krishna is the supreme controller. He is Guru. He is Guru. Otherwise, one cannot be Guru. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guru. Who can Guru? Guru is not artificial thing. Guru Maharaj, this Maharaj. No. One who has firmly understood that Krishna is the original cause of everything, he is the supreme person. Nobody can, remove him from that firm conditional position, then he is Guru. Otherwise he is not Guru. Guru is not Sevidhi. Buddha Bhava Samadhi. One who has understood Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Maintainer, the Supreme Person, everything, only one. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is Guru. That otherwise is not Guru. One who has not understood Krishna. Jaya Chaitanya Mahamukanta. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Saibhu. One has understood Krishna as the supreme controller, the supreme person, the supreme maintainer, and everything, the supreme, ultimate. Then he can become good. Otherwise, don't try to become good. Impersonalist, half understood, partial understood, he cannot become good. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula. Therefore, first of all, try to understand Krishna. You will understand in such a way that you can refute all other arguments, all other oppositions. There are so many opposing elements. Then you are good. Otherwise, you cannot become good. Guru is not so skinny thing or trifle thing that everyone becomes Guru Maharaj. That is not it. Samadhi. Vasudhi Vasarvaniti. Samadhi. Sudhurna. So, their theory is atheistic theory aparaspara sambhutam. It has taken by mechanical arrangement. Kimannat kama haitukam. Kama. It's like kama. A man, a woman becomes lusty. And there is sex and there is production. So they say like that. The production is like that. There is no other plan. But there is a big plan that they do not know. The plan is Dada Hi Dharma Sadgani Bhavat Tadatmanam Sujam. That is plan. But these rascals, the atheist class, they say Kimanna Kama Hetukam. Only lusty desires. That is the only reason. That is the only cause. The atheist class think like that. That this birth is taking place due to our lusty desires, but we do not want to take responsibility. Very killing. That's what is there. Therefore, they are making this abortion killing of the child as legal. The karma, we had some lusty desire, and we got it, but we don't want it. Kill it. This is a season. But it is not that. That child has come. It is a living entity. It desired a certain thing. And therefore, he has been chance to take birth as human being, or a cat, or a dog. Kama hetukam. Then why one is born as a cat, one is born as a dog, one is born as a rich man's son, one who is born as so many varieties. Why? If kama hetukam, then why not one variety? Where is the question of varieties? What is the answer? Why there are so many varieties? Everyone wants to take part in rich family, in high family. Why everyone is born as a stiff dog and there is no food and crying, barking, and somebody is capturing and eating and no protection. Why? Why kama hetukam? The dog is also born by the lusty desires of the male dog and the female dog. At why he is dog and why he is such a rich man's son? Why? What is the answer? If kama hetukam, lusty desire is the only cause for birth, production, then why there is one production, street dog, cat or pig, or a worm in the stool, and why one is born as demigod? As Indra, Chandra, Varuna, why? And Brahma. Well, who makes this argument? Why one is put into such exalted position and one, why one is put into this abominable position? What is the answer? Kama has it. Yes? You cannot say it by chance. And who is making this chance argument? that one is born so exalted, one is born so low. Then again you have to accept somebody. So these are all foolish theories. By chance, by kama hetukam, no. There is great argument. That's the same thing. It's like the traffic control. There is a very deep, great argument behind it. It is not by chance. By chance there has been not line, the pass, the car in certain line. No, it is not chance. How can it be chance? So these theories are made by the demons. Read the Patwa.
The demoniacs conclude that the world is a phantasmagoria. There is no cause, no effect, no controller, no purpose. Everything is unreal. They say that this cosmic manifestation arises due to chance material actions and reactions. They do not think that the world was created by God for a certain purpose. They have their own theory that the world has come about in its own way, and that there is no reason to believe that there is a God behind it. For them, there is no difference between spirit and matter, and they do not accept the Supreme Spirit. Everything is matter only, and the whole cosmos is supposed to be a mass of
existence. Therefore they say chemical evolution. They cannot think of spirit. God.
According to them, everything is void, and whatever manifestation exists is due to our ignorance and perception. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying this dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge, they become more and more implicated in their dreamland. They conclude that as a child is simply the result of sexual intercourse between man and woman, this world is born without any soul. For them, it is only a combination of matter that has produced the living entities, and there is no question of the existence of the soul. As many living creatures come out from the perspiration and from a dead body without any cause, similarly, the whole living world has come out from the existence of combinations, from the material combinations of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material nature is the cause of this manifestation, and there is no other cause. They do not believe in the words of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyapshena prakriti sriyate sacharacharam. Under my direction, the whole material world is moving. In other words, amongst the demons, there is no perfect knowledge of the creation of this world. Every one of them has a particular theory of his own. According to them, one interpretation of the scriptures is as good as another. But they do not believe in a standard understanding of the scriptural injunctions.
This is demonic. Now, any question? This demonic conclusion will not help us. Then remain in ignorance, there is no knowledge. Any question? Can you put any question on behalf of the demons?
Well, I'm pretty expert in the demon mentality, but I'm afraid you've destroyed all arguments that I might put forth.
Any of our friends, Japanese friends here?
One question. You mentioned that we can hear God from outside, but we cannot see God.
We can see God. But just like here we are sitting, we do not see the God. But the sound is there, but we conclude that there is God. So therefore seeing is not always the sound reasoning. Even without seeing, we can conclude there is God. That is my point.
And what is the example of sound of God in this world?
Hmm?
Just like if your example of God and God sound in this world.
Hmm. Sound is the original ingredient of creation.
He's asking, how can we see God in this world? Although we can't see Him, how can we
hear sound?
You can see, you can hear the sound, Krishna. Are you not hearing Hare Krishna? So, that is a question of realization. You go on hearing, the child cannot understand what is the sound. The sound is the same, the car is going on. But his father can understand that is this sound, this car is going on. The child cannot understand. So, you begin hearing, then gradually, your ignorance will be cleansed, and then you understand that this sound is for God. Therefore, you have to begin to hear this sound. Everyone is hearing that those who are not experienced, they cannot understand that this sound is of the car. But the one understands or not understands, it doesn't matter. But the sound is of the car, that's a fact. So those who are experienced, they are understanding. Those who are not experienced, they do not understand. That is the difference. It is the difference of experience. But the sound is of the car, that's a fact. Similarly, the Hare Krishna sound is God. Those who are advanced, they can understand. And those who are not yet advanced, by hearing, they will understand. You want to see God. That is your idea?
No.
No.
I don't know if I ever see God or not.
No, you are not seeing, but what is your desire? You want to see.
Please hear God in this world. And I was wondering, what is...
God is speaking. Bhagavad Gita is describing. Krishna is speaking. So hear it. God speaking, the sound. The devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. That is God. The sound is God. Sabda Brahma. This is the way. And if you want to see God, you can see also. That is prescribed here. This guy, Krishna said, Prabhatmi, Sajishu Udgaya. I am the sunlight and moonlight. So you see the sunlight, moonlight. And you see God. Krishna said, I am the sunlight, I am the moonlight. Then, if you want to see Krishna, you see the sunlight, you can see very easily. Is it very difficult? Pardon? Then Krishna says, he personally says, I am the sunlight. You see the sunlight, you go on sunlight, seeing the sunlight, and you just take the words of Bhagavad Gita. Now here is Krishna. Then you understand. Here is God. Effectually, you see, if you think of only the sunlight, moonlight, as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, then one day, very soon, you will understand, you will see Krishna in sunlight. It is not bogus thing. Krishna says, I am the sunlight. He is. And he asks you to see. You see minutely, and you see Krishna. Where is the difficulty? You want to see Krishna. You see Krishna as Krishna advises. Krishna says, Rasuham Ashutantriya. I have the taste of the water or any liquid substance. The taste I have. Now, whenever you drink water or drink any liquid thing or milk, the taste, there is everything has got a different taste. And if you think, as Krishna advises you, that this taste is Krishna, then on that test, he will find Krishna. If begin, as Krishna says, then you see Krishna. There's nothing there. There are so many examples given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out that chapter. Rasoham asvatanti aptrabhasmi sakushu jaya. Pranamas sarvabhidhisu paurasam.
He says, of pure fires I am the wind.
Huh?
Of pure fires.
So many. Any one of them we take and meditate upon this. Then here is Krishna. He'll find this. But Krishna is everywhere. As it is. Read it.
Rasoham vatsu kanteya prabhasmi shashi surayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdakke paurusham nishu.
You see, try to see Krishna as advised by him. Don't try to see Krishna in your own way. Then you will never find. You try to see Krishna. Why they say that we have not seen God? That God is eternal in so many ways. You take God's advice and try to see him as he advises. Then you see God. That's the fact. I do not know why do they say that we are not seeing God. You are seeing always God. You are seeing the sunlight. You are seeing the moonlight. You are smelling the good flavor of flower. You are reading, if you are a scholar, you are reading Vedas, Om Tantrasam Veda. He says that Om Pranava Sarva Vedesu and the Vedic mantra, the Omkar is then Paurasam Nishu. Any wonderful work somebody has done, that is Krishna. So you have to see Krishna in this way, as Krishna advises. Then very soon you will see Krishna. There is no question of not seeing. You see in every moment. Primanjana Shrita Bhakti Vilotanina Santa Sadaiva. 24 hours, those who are actually Krishna devotees, they are seeing Krishna. They are seeing nothing but Krishna. There is no question of not seeing. But you have to adopt a method, how to see. And that is given there. You adopt it and you see it. Where is it beginning? Any other question? This Bhagavad Gita, if you study minutely, this is the science of God. You will see God, you will see Krishna, you will understand everything. Therefore we are present. But if you misinterpret, if you pollute it by your own interpretation, then you will not see. These rascals, they are simply polluting. Because they are not coming in parampara system. Everyone is trying to become a very learned scholar, very learned leader. And they are rascals. Actually they are rascals. Because we cannot see. Recently, what was this Gandhi statement? That I do not believe that there was Krishna ever lived. Ever lived. Krishna is of my imagination. He says that. This is going on. All the acharyas, they accepted. Arjuna accepted Krishna as the Supreme Person. Sarvam idam ritam manne jatpadasi krisam. Your personality nobody can understand. There is a person before him. And he is such a big man, he says that it is reliable. This is that. If science should be as others have studied, 2 plus 2, mathematics, calculation, that is 4, you cannot say it is 5 or 3 by interpretation. or by imagination. 2 + 2 is equal to 4. We accept or not accept that the difference. So this is science. You have to accept according to the direction given, then you will find the real thing. Any other question? Study by question. Paripasnena. Tadvidhi paripasnena. Paripasnena. Sevaya. Panipasena.
If you met any of the demigods, Brahma, Indra,
then what benefit will be for you? Suppose if I met, then what benefit will be I or them?
How will that help you to know whether he meant?
If I say yes, I met, then what benefit he will get? Why you are asking this question? That you do not know. Then why you are asking? What is that? Maybe?
Maybe sense kind of fish.
Yes, it is sense.
Actually, after the body, consumption is cannot be that. Only after the body, consumption cannot be that, and you met Indra.
Yes, I have met Indra, or I have not met Indra. So if I met Indra, what benefit you get? And if I did not meet Indra, what is your loss? That's my question. So why do I ask this question? We have no profit, no loss. Any other question? Put some intelligent question, then we can understand that you are studying, really.
You, there would be some benefit for him.
Mm-hmm.
If Indra met you, then there would be some benefit for him.
Our purpose is any. Let's suppose if you know the president of Japan, who is the president? The king or president? Yeah?
King.
Emperor. King. If you know the emperor, you can, then what is the use of knowing the concept?
If you know the prime minister, the head man, then the less important man is not necessary.
No.
But because Srila Prabhupada knows Krishna,
it is
not important.
So what is the use of meeting others?
Yes, that's it.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kāma-stat-kai-sikha-jñāna jajante anna devata. They go to other demigods to meet for some benefit. Their knowledge being lost, without jnana. Just like if I want some benefit in your Japanese state, If I know the emperor, I can ask him, I want it. Why should I go to some departmental Ganesh? What is the use? Let them become very big man in their department. But if I want to take some benefit, then I can ask, if I am known to the emperor, I can ask him, like, I want this. He is immediately giving me. Why should I go to the department and manage? They are subordinate. Therefore it is said, kamasyastra hitabhyana jajanti anna devata antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamevata. We do not disrespect anyone in the government service. But if I know the supreme person in the government, why should I go and beg from the lower grade officer? If I want something, I can ask the supreme. Is it all right or not? Huh? What is the use? They may come to see me. Oh, he is known to the emperor. They may come to see me. I cannot go to see them. And we have no want. Why shall I see the demigods? We have no want. Krishna knows what is our business. Our business is to spread glories of Krishna. We are directly in service of Krishna. So whatever is wanted, he will supply. Why shall I go to somebody? It is his business. So there, for a devotee, there is no need of meeting. We have all respect for them, but there is no need of meeting any demigod. They are all servants of Krishna. Ekala Ishvara Krishna are sabhiti. Ishvara Paramatma. He is the supreme controller. So why should he go to the subordinate controller? Why should he go? Is there any necessity? Huh? Do not follow me, what is it?
There is necessity to go. Do we need to go to Indra?
Then? No. It's not me. Why should I bother my head for meeting with anyone? There's no business. You know the Supreme. And the Supreme knows what I want. So I haven't got to ask even the Supreme that this thing I want. No, there's nothing. He knows. He'll supply. Because I am engaged in his business. What is our business? Why you are bothering so much in this old age? The only business is that people may know Krishna, the Supreme Control. That is our business. We are not a business. We don't want anything either from Krishna or from demigod or anyone. Our only business is, as advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Rakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. This is our business. We are telling this Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we are trying to educate people. Here is real knowledge. Take it. This is our business. That means Krishna is the Supreme, Ishvara Paramatma. That is our only business. That is our only ambition. The people may know that Krishna is the Supreme Law. That's all. We have another business. So for that purpose, Krishna wants, therefore he comes, he teaches Bhagavad Gita that he is the Supreme. Maktab parakaram nanna kinti jasthira. He wants to aham sarvasya prabhava. He wants to spread this knowledge. We are spreading the same knowledge. We are helping Krishna. Not helping, we are serving Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes for this mission. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. He preaches. mean, what is Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He simply prays Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Understand Krishna. So our only business is to spread that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is very, very pleased that what I want to do, I go there, incarnate and spread, that He is doing. Therefore we are already in the direct service of the Lord. So we have nothing to ask from anybody else. If we ask anything from anybody, that is for his benefit, not for our benefit. Therefore, they are accusing us of prodding, cheating, but they do not understand. Even if we take some money from others by so-called fraud or cheat, but it goes to Krishna, like Guru Kripa Maharaj, if you say he is taking by this way or that way, but what he is doing? He is not smoking. He is that money. He is not drinking. He is sending to Krishna. That he is giving the best service. So people may say, nonsense people, that he is doing that. But he is giving the best service to Krishna. Because he is not accepting a farthing out of this. And this so-called worldly honest man, they may be very honest, moral, but they are taking everything for their sense of ease. They are dishonest. They are the greatest fraud. Krishna's money they are taking for their own satisfaction. The greatest fraud. Tenaya savichyate. What is that? Ye pachyanti alpakarana gunyanti te alham papam tena eva sauchyate hariya. Everyone is thief. Everyone is taking Krishna's money for his sense of ease. And they are advertised, they are very moral.
Ishan Bhogan Hibo Deva Dashanti Yajya Bhavita Tharadattan Apradayai Jo Jo Bhangte Stena Eva Saha
Sa Uchyate. Hana? Hana? Sa. Stena Eva Saha.
Stena Eva Saha.
What is it?
In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods being satisfied with the performance of yajna, sacrifice, supply all necessities to man. But one who enjoys these gifts, without offering them to the demigods in return, is certainly a thief.
So, anyone who is simply exploiting the resources of nature, the so-called industrialist parents, they are taking all goods from Krishna. Now suppose you are making some machine. That is, making machine you want the iron. But have you produced the iron? Where from you got the iron?
From the nature.
From the mind. So who has created mind? Your father has created this mind? That you are taking this iron? That means you are thief. You are thief. The iron is not your property. The iron is there already. If it is already there, you must conclude it is somebody's property. Now you are taking a car without asking the proprietor, then you are not thief. What is the meaning of stealing? If you take something without asking the proprietor, that is stealing. So the iron is there. You are taking from the mine iron. You may convert it to various things. That is another thing. But the original iron, to whom it belongs? Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam, Sarvaloko Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor. So he is the proprietor. Sarvaloko, all planets. So in this planet, when you find this iron, then whose property is it? When you find it, you must know it belongs to somebody. And who is that person? without asking that person, without taking permission of that person, if you take away, are you not thief? The so-called civilities, and they're all set up thieves' rules, and they are formulating rules and regulations for others' fraud. Those are devotees. They are themselves fraud. Everything belongs. Suppose you have got this iron stealing from the mind, Krishna's property, then if by some or other I take your iron and give it back to Krishna, so I am fraud or you are fraud? You do not possess anything. But you are claiming that you are proprietor of this thing, that thing, which you have taken by stealing. And if your stolen property, I take it from you and you return it to Krishna, then who is fraud? You are fraud or I am fraud? Who is fraud? But they have made their own laws. They will steal, they will plunder, and steal. They are honest gentlemen. Just like income tax department. They take out all your hard-earned money and they will enjoy themselves. And they are government of the person. And if you keep money, you have kept property, you have knowledge of government, take it off. This is very wrong. So in this Kali Yuga it will happen. So if some rogues and frauds, they will combine together and make a government and take others' property and they will remain honest and he is fraud. This is Kali. The combined company of frauds, they remain honest. And those are servants of Krishna, they are frauds. Ulta Bhujurida. Just the opposite. What can be done? This is Kali Yuga. Anadhyena nayarohitam. In this Kali Yuga, if you have no money, then you will never get justice. Because you have to bribe up to the High Court judge. That is going on. At least in India it is going on. You bribe and you take a favorable judgment. Is it not? Yeah. And that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anadhyena nayarohitam. Everywhere you have to bribe. That means you require money. So unless you pay money, you will never get justice. This is Kali. Therefore, a poor man cannot get justice. He cannot bribe. The other party, if he has got money, he will bribe, he will get justice. And he will suffer. Mr. Gandhi refused to take justice from the British court. That was one of the items. He said that there is no justice, so we shall deny to take any judgment from the British court. That was his one of the items. He never, whenever he was persecuted, he never defended. He said, why shall I defend? There is no justice here. Why shall I spend my money for defense? Now you can do whatever you like, you are in power. Gandhi did all of them. Even if there is no justice, so why shall I plead for justice? That was Gandhi's slogan. Non-cop. When he was arrested, he simply stand. Of course, he was given a seat. Such a big man, the court would offer him a seat. But he never plead, yes or no. No, whatever you like, you can do. I don't expect justice from you. Tell us, Gandhi. Never plead. And all his followers, Jesus. Therefore, they are all sent jail. And by going to jail, they've got Saraj. And he declared, jail is Saraj kya mandir hai. If you want to get Saraj independence, you must be prepared to go to jail. Therefore, at the present moment, all the government men, their first qualification is whether he went to jail during this moment. Yes? The more one suffered in prison then, he was given more exalted post. Not only jail, in the jail they are bitten very severely. Some of them were given poison. So many big leaders they died just coming out of jail. They are given slow poison. Siyadas, Jatinda Mohan, Sengupta. And then Gandhi there for you. You will not take any food from the jail. He carries one goat, take the milk of the goat, and some chapatis made, two chapatis, little peanuts. He will not accept anything from the jail. But they say, no, that this man can give me poison. Actually, they get so many people, slow poison, and they die. Just after coming back from the dead, they die. This is the world, it is going on. It is simply full of suffering. We are after the Sanjay Maguria that are running after something which is actually not fact, it is illusion. So this is the life in the material world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to save the person from this illusory life of material existence. And let them come to Krishna and go back to home, back to Krishna. This is the greatest beneficial. We don't want to keep these people in ignorance. They are in illusion ignorance. So our business is to enlighten him. Kato nidra jao maya pishasi. You are sleeping. Let us take this opportunity and be Krishna conscious and go back to home. Give up this. Nonsense, less. The call I was half full of misery. Cheating. This is nonsense. People do not understand. But our producers are ordered that if you can save even one man, that is fulfillment of your mission. That we are trying, yes.